Now, back to the story I mentioned just a short time ago. A most important story, and I thank the residents of Orange for letting us know. You remember I told you last week about a man who was on bail when he allegedly sexually assaulted a 5-year-old girl in the central west of New South Wales last year, again being granted bail. Now, I followed the story closely. 3 o'clock, Friday afternoon, November 21, a 5-year-old girl mistakenly enters the male toilet at Elephant Park, Woodward Street in Orange. It's alleged the girl was sexually assaulted by 37-year-old Brendan James Smith in the toilet block. I've been told Smith was on bail for a separate matter when he allegedly attacked the 5-year-old. He's been charged with sexual intercourse with a child under 10. Smith did not apply for bail at the time, but eventually made a formal bail application to the New South Wales Supreme Court. On Friday the 21st of July, Justice Jeff Bellew in the Supreme Court reluctantly granted him conditional bail, criticising New South Wales Police for delays in the investigation. However, I got an email on Friday saying Smith was living with his mother behind a primary school in the region. We contacted New South Wales Police immediately. They tell us the matter has been referred to the Director of Public Prosecution for consideration. The matter will now be back to the Sydney Downing Centre Local Court on August 16. With a view to revoking his bail. Now, one of the conditions that his honour placed upon this man was that he was to be of good behaviour, he was to live in a certain address in Orange, and he was to be in the company of a relative. Now, in relation to this matter, it would appear that his honour did not know that the residence in Orange adjoins a school. But it does. And as a result, police and the DPP are acting rather quickly to try and have it resolved.